Do you have a plan to become a millionaire? Not just an idea, but an actual plan. Let's talk about it. Yes, 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 yes. Welcome to the Science of Getting Rich podcast. I'm your host, Gerald Peters. Always remember, folks, whatever you think about comes about. Whatever you focus on grows. Do you have a plan? You need a plan. I have a plan. Now, my plan has changed and morphed over the years. It's funny when I think back on my original plan. I'm not doing that at all now. Well, I'm doing it similar, but it's not my same plan. But that original plan got me on the path. It got me on the track. It gave me a goal. Here's how naive my original plan was. Now, remember, when I was 26, we didn't have the internet. So I'm doing all this from books, from people, from magazines, television. There's no internet. Today is so fast. You could learn things so fast. It's shocking. But my original plan was real estate. I was on a vacation. I was just starting to make some money, and a guy that was there kind of took an interest in me. He was a millionaire. He had a great business going. The business was worth, multi-millions of dollars. And he was the first guy I'd met who was near my age, who was doing really well. He didn't go to college. I didn't go to college. It very much inspired me. I had been out of the Army a couple years. I was just launching my businesses and going, and he gives me a book. And this book was about a school teacher who had purchased 40 houses. And then it just hit me, bam, one of those, pow, your mind blows explosion. If I bought 10 $100,000 houses and put them on a 30-year note in 30 years, I would be a millionaire. It's guaranteed. What could go wrong? But that was how simple and naive my plan was. And I began to work that plan. I began to save up 20%, buy a house. Now, here's the funny part of this plan is, even with that plan, it would have happened much sooner because, every 10, 12 years, prices of houses double. So I wouldn't even have needed to go. I wouldn't even have needed 10 houses. I could have done it maybe with 5, or I could have bought, if I would have bought 10, it would have happened maybe in 15 years, not 30. And so I had this naive plan, but it was a plan and it was in the right direction. And so as I began to accumulate houses, And then I began to study other things that could make you wealthy. I began to study stocks and I began to really dig into this idea of having a home business and that the home business could do stuff. And as I'm studying this, I began to study the compound interest, not from an intellectual perspective, but to actually get it. And it really hit me on about house number 4. I had 4 rental properties. And I realized that the 4 rental properties were producing about $800 a month in positive cash flow. I would collect all the rent. I would pay the mortgage. I would set aside money for taxes. I would set aside money for insurance. I would set aside some money for CapEx, for repairs. And what was left was about $800. I didn't need that money. And so I took that money, and this is about the time that I began to study the stock market. And I was reading on, and I realized that if a person saved $500 a month for 30 years, you'd have $1 million, actually more. And I said, holy shit, my rental properties could make me a millionaire again. What is happening? I'm visually seeing the power of compound interest. 4 houses are compounding. I've got 4 houses appreciating at 5% a year. Not 1 house, 4 houses. See, 1 house will go up about 5% a year. Now, that is over time, not year to year to year. It's when you look at it over a 10, 20-year window, you're going to say, wow, the house appreciated about 5% a year. See, people don't realize this, but house prices go up and down just like stocks. We just don't see the number every day like we do in the stock market. But over time, they'll appreciate 4 or 5%. Let's keep the math simple and say 5. That's $5,000 a year in appreciation on the house. I've got 4 of them. That is what? $20,000 a year in price appreciation for me doing nothing. Just owning the house, just paying the rent or paying the mortgage, paying the insurance, paying the taxes, and paying someone to go fix it up. And sometimes I would fix it up. But you see my point. I began to see the multiplier. I began to see the compound effect. Now I take the cash flow and the profits from the four properties and I push them off into the stock market and the path I researched. You only need to read 8 books to be an expert. And I read, to be honest, I've read 100 books on the stock market. And I looked into every angle, from options to day trading to quantum trading to, where they're trading at split seconds, to trend trading, to swing trading, to futures, to currencies, to every aspect. I've researched it all. And I narrowed down that the tried and true, the one that always works, the ones that'll make you rich for certain, is blue chip dividend stocks just compounded over time, just like real estate. Nothing fancy, very simple, easy idea and concept. And so I began to take the $800 a month and push that off into blue chip dividend stocks. Now, first I started with an index fund. I'd get the 800 positive, push it off, put it all in the S&P 500. And the next thing you know, I bought a fifth house. And now it's a little over 800, so like maybe $1,000. Now I'd push that off into the S&P 500. Now this money begins to grow. That houses are appreciating. The stocks are growing. Month after month, all of a sudden there's 6 houses and now there's more going into stocks. Then there's 7 houses. Now there's more going to stocks. Now there's 8 houses, more going to stocks. Now there's 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Do you see the compounding? I'm not doing anything different. I'm still just doing the same plan. Buy one house, fix it up, put a renter in it, push the profits into the stock market. That was the plan. The plan was work a job to pay my bills, create a side business, a hustle, a side hustle, a home business, whatever you want to call it, to produce profits. Take the profits, push those off into real estate. Take the profits from real estate and push that into the stock market. So it's a push. And then in less than a 10-year period, it becomes $1 million. And the rule of 72 is about every 7 years, you're going to double that. It's going to double and double and double. And I have a lot more 7 years. And I'm still pushing. I haven't stopped. I'm only 48. So I'm still buying houses. I just bought one 4 months ago. I'm still pushing that money into the stock market. I still haven't touched that. Now the stock market money's producing cash flow itself. And now the cash flow coming from the stocks is a hell of a lot more than I started with pushing into stocks. Remember, I said I started off pushing $800 a month into the stock market. That was from the cash flow of the real estate. So all I had to do was singly focus a single plan, accumulate 10 houses. That was it. That was the plan. And that plan put me on the path. Now I began to refine the plan as I grew, right? I began to refine the plan. And as the side businesses, some of them worked, some of them didn't, but the ones that worked, I began to push that money into the real estate. And then the profits from the real estate, I pushed it into the stock market. And the profits from the stock market, I pushed into additional stocks. So soon you're making $1,000 a month from your stocks. So you have the cash flow from the real estate, you have the cash flow from the stocks, and you have all this money being generated, and you're not touching it. You're not touching it. And all of that can happen in 7 to 10 years. You just got to get it started. See, friend, you don't have to get it right. And your numbers could be different. You may only ever have one house. Think about this. Let's hold the music for a second. Think about this. What if you simply bought one house, two houses, and you push the cash flow forever from those two houses into your retirement account? So for the next 10, 15, 20 years, that money just gets pushed into the retirement account. You could retire a millionaire only ever having bought two houses. Two stupid houses. Do you understand how simple it is to buy two houses? It is so simple. You just save the money for the down payment and you give it to the bank and they give you the keys to the house. You then fix it, paint, flooring, no big deal. And you put a renter in it and you take the profits and you don't be an idiot and spend it. You push the profits into the stock market. And in 20 years, two houses made you a millionaire. Two houses. Two. This is how simple it is today.